Now, Brenda, what's this about sandwich etiquette?
Yes, Derek, I'm afraid on to kind of slightly more trivial matters, but it is something that livens up our lunchtime. Most people, not everybody, but at some stage of your life, you'll be in a sandwich queue and you will be ordering a sandwich. It could be a baguette, a panini, a wrap, the plain old white bread, whatever it is, you'll be there and there's an array of choice, and maybe part of your personality or what you're going through at a particular stage of your life will be in that sandwich. You could be on a health buzz, you're going for the little brown bread with a little bit of tuna and tomato, or you could be saying, I'll have everything on it today, just lorry it all on. But that's fine. But I have a little bugbear, Derek, something that drives me mad. It gets under my skin, really gets under my skin.
What
You're queuing for a sandwich, right? Has this ever happened to you?
Yes,
or have
twice.
You done it?
What?
Twice. You're in the queue and there's a few people ahead of you and you're waiting your turn, and eventually it comes to you and there's someone standing right on your shoulder and they stick their head over and they're listening to everything that you're putting on your sandwich deliberately.
No,
they could stand back.
I can't actually say that's ever
happened.
Have
you never done that?
No,
I never
care what anybody's eating. It's none of my business.
I know, but people do, and they stand.
I bet they're women.
Women are the biggest queue skippers, apparently. But they're at your shoulder, right? And they're looking, and they're making a judgment call as to what you are putting in your sandwich, and they're making you feel self-conscious. And often you have to raise your voice because there is that gap between, you know, there's the glass window and you're kind of, especially if you're a bit small
Heli
like
on
me.
The mayonnaise.
You're going, no, more mayonnaise, please. Oh, can I have some coleslaw? Right. And they're all listening in the queue and it's your personal space. And what you put in your sandwich is very personal to you. So then I began to think, do people have manners when they're queuing for a sandwich? Is there etiquette about getting your panini or your wrap or whatever? So I decided to take myself down to Savory Fair in Athlone, and I met a fella called Des Henley, and he owns the shop there and they do sandwiches and hot food and whatever. So I chat to Des and I chat to some people in the queue and I say, you know, do you ever look at what somebody else is putting in their sandwich? Do you invade their space? Do you copy? Do you judge? How do you feel? But what annoys you, first of all, about the whole sandwich etiquette? And I couldn't resist it. We had to have a little bit of Pat Short to kick it off.
Hi, Des. Can I get the sweet spice? And can I get it with the onion marmalade rather than the apple chutney? And can I get it on Nordic bread, please?
No problem. I'll do that for you. Give 1 second now. Will I get me Nordic bread out here?
Just as you're doing that, Des Henley, you are the boss here in Savory Fair. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying this fine weather, and it's a great sandwich season. When the sun comes out, the sandwich goes up and the hot food goes down. So it's definitely sandwiches all the way for this hot weather, like you know.
So, Des, you run Savory Fair here in Athlone. So you're perfectly placed to talk to me about your observations from the other side of the counter about manners and sandwiches. What have you noticed?
Over the years, it has greatly changed. After we started 19 years ago, it was brown bread, white bread, or a baguette. That was very fancy at the time. We have moved on greatly since then. Like the rest of the food chain, everything has totally changed in the sandwich industry. People have got more health conscious. People like the old traditional stuff. People like new mod stuff. I suppose, as I said, with the food, we have totally changed and had to go with the times. But with that comes its own, I won't say not troubles, but you have to be far more organised now. You have all different, it's not just butter anymore. You have your hummus, you have your light mayo, you have Caesar dressings, you have chutneys. So basically when people are ordering a sandwich now, they may say ham, turkey, cheese, and you kind of, what you have to do, you have to say it again, repeat it in the same rhyme to remember it, because you can't keep saying, sorry, what did you say? What did you say? So basically the attitude I find is people say, I want chicken with pesto, mozzarella, cherry tomatoes. You have to say it in the exact same way as they said it. And you have to remember that. And that's the only way you will remember that. So I suppose that would be the biggest change I have seen.
And Des, from your side of the counter making the sandwiches, talk to me about manners. What have you noticed?
The biggest offender in Herbie, the mobile phone, ordering, and they might fit you in every fifth sentence, ham. You don't know if they talk to the person on the phone or they're talking to you. So ordering a sandwich while on the mobile phone is a total no-no. The next thing is, I suppose, people there, you may have a queue standing at the counter, and then when they come up to order, they don't know what they want. Another one would be, and it happens quite a bit, you make this perfect sandwich, be it a panini or a wrap, whatever it is, and you build it according to what they're saying, and you have it just all ready. And next thing, oh, sorry, I wanted that toasted. And there's certain maybe items that's gone into that sandwich that's not suitable for toasting. So you kind of have to pull it apart again and start again. And you have to smile and pretend you're happy about all that. And it's very hard to do that when you have to go back and do the whole thing all over again. Sounds simple, but it's upsetting.
You know what, Des? Let it all out. Get it all off your chest. What else annoys you about customers when they're ordering sandwiches?
Well, I suppose the skipping of the queue is...
Big one, yeah.
It is a big one, and it does happen all the time, because I suppose in our restaurants we kind of serve, we have a hot counter going as well, self-service at lunchtime, and people pretend that they're going into the hot food. Oh, I thought I was in the use. I thought I was in the queue, and I said, literally, it's just what it is. It's skipping the queue, and you can say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to serve you, because we're not like that. But they've just done it, and the customer behind them, they're all generally polite, will not say it to them. When it comes to sandwiches, it's a queuing system everywhere. And you just have to wait your turn, and it doesn't take that long, but it drives me mad, and I know it drives the staff mad when that goes on. It's not fair to the customers that have come and queued properly and in the right manner, and as I say, another total no-no.
So say I skipped a queue, Des, which would never, ever, 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 ever happen. Would you say, excuse me, go back to the back of the queue where that lady was before you?
No, I would never, 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 never say that.
You'd let them away with it.
No, I would, but I'd certainly maybe let them know that they've done it, but I would serve them, because I don't think two wrongs won't make a right, if you want to make it for a better word. But I'd say, sorry, that one was before, but let you go this time. I'd let her know, but I wouldn't be rude back, because I don't see any point in that, like, you know.
Now, you used a horror there. Do women skip queues more than men?
I'm afraid so.
Really?
Really. The next no-no, and it's not with the women, it's the men probably coming or whatever, is the overfilling. But you will get, on the odd occasion, I'll have turkey, I'll have ham, I'll have chicken, I'll have brie, I'll have mozzarella, I'll have... And it's just because it's there, they think it's a God-given right. But even on presentation point of view, even more important, it looks horrendous.
And what about the whole personal space issue? You know, that's my big one.
Absolutely. It's another total no-no. You have to give people their space. It's a very private thing. I would liken it to maybe the shopping trolley. If you meet someone in the supermarket and you're looking into the shopping trolley, you're kind of being judgmental about, oh God, what have they in there? And you're kind of drawn up. And likewise, they're looking into your trolley. People don't like that. And it's a bit like that with the sandwich. People like their space. It's a very private thing. What goes into your sandwich? They may cut back a bit or may... I'd love another jollop and mayonnaise, but they're afraid to do it because it doesn't look right. Give people the space in the queue. Stand back, look elsewhere, look at the surroundings, but don't be looking at what a person is putting into their sandwich. That would be my strong opinion. Give people a bit of space.
Des, before I let you go, I'm sure you've seen many permutations of ingredients in the sandwich. What's the most unusual you've come across?
Just the other day, I had a client here, and she ordered a wrap. She wanted a Cajun chicken wrap. In that, she wanted coleslaw, she wanted pesto, she wanted mozzarella, she wanted chili mayonnaise, a dollop of coleslaw on top.
Thanks very much, Des, for all that, and thanks for sharing your observations on manners at the sandwich counter with us.
Thank you, Brenda. Pleasure having you.
I'm going to talk to some of the people in the queue, ordered a sandwich. Hi, what's your name?
Darren.
Well, Darren, tell me a little bit about you. What are you ordering today?
I'm ordering a chicken wrap. Mm-hmm. So a small bit of mayonnaise, some lettuce, peppers, tomato, and some sliced chicken.
It's a very healthy sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to keep it healthy, especially these days, you know.
And Darren, is there anything that annoys you as you're queuing for your sandwich?
Maybe just the space. Sometimes people are queuing a bit too close to you. Other than that, just when you get to pay at the till, well, then people act surprised when they get told, okay, that's €4.50. Then they take out their wallet, they scratch for the coins instead of having the money ready. You know how much it's going to cost. Small little things like that.
My name's Lorraine, and today I'm ordering the club special, the Clubhouse Club.
And would you get a sandwich every day?
Yes.
Have you good manners when you're ordering a sandwich?
Personally, I hope I do have good manners in the queue. I don't think anything in particular annoys me. If I feel like I'm waiting for an extended period of time would be the most I would get annoyed.
Have you ever looked at other people's sandwich a bit too closely, what they're ordering?
All the time. Because I'm very indecisive at times, so I do watch what everyone else is ordering and see if I want it. And occasionally I have been known to go, I'll have exactly what she's having.
What are you ordering, sir?
Today I'm ordering the Italian, Brenda. Yeah, it's a toasted wrap.
When you're ordering your sandwich, as you are here today, what annoys you?
If you're waiting behind somebody and then they're ready to be served and they don't know what they want. They're standing there a few minutes and they still don't know what they want.
Would you ever look at what somebody else is ordering as they're ordering?
I just like to see what other people are eating, see if it's nicer than I am, nicer than what I'm having.
What's your sandwich choice today?
Well, a lot of the time what I do is I see what other people are ordering, and if it looks really appetizing, that's me sold. I try to watch what I eat. Doesn't always work that way, but I'd be very easily swayed. If somebody was in front of me and they had a gorgeous looking sandwich with crisps on the side, I think I'd probably go with that one.
So you're in the queue and you're looking at what somebody else is ordering. Are you ever making a judgment? Oh, look at the amount of mayonnaise they're asking for there, or the cold slaw, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I would. Probably when I'm on my healthy buzz and I'm watching what I'm eating, I would watch somebody else in front of me and go, oh my God, look at the amount of potato salad on that plate, or look how much coleslaw they have. Even though I probably do it myself. But yeah, I'll be honest in saying I probably do judge, yeah. I don't think I'm on my own with that.
Would it annoy you if it's the opposite way around, if you think somebody's looking at you?
Absolutely. I would hate anyone to judge me. But I'm sure they do. I hate somebody standing on top of me, invading my personal space. That drives me nuts. And a lot of people do that, especially, I think, when you come to sandwich bars. And I understand they're probably doing it because they want to give a look in. But at the same time, it's so annoying if somebody's standing in on top of you and you're trying to order your sandwich and focus. And you can't focus on what you want if somebody's in on top of you.
Thanks for talking to me. I'll leave you to your healthy buzz. Order away your sandwich there.
Thanks very much.
All right, let's take it nice and handy now. Sandra's coming. Sandra's coming out. It'll give Breed a good bloody laugh. Now the years have moved on and my life has changed, and now I'm a different man. I'm after losing 3 stone, doing line with a girl called Joan, and we're both vegetarian, I am. Now my blood sugar levels are good to go, and my cholesterol is low, but in the morning I'd sell my soul just to sit outside any Maxall emo shell style for good. I need a jumbo breakfast roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 wrenches, 2 bacon, 2 footing, 1 black, 1 white. Oh, it's like take a tower on top of each other and roll up good and tight. If you're having some tater meats over there, you find sugar in the bowl. Says she, do you want some sauce and that? Says I do my roll. 2 eggs, 2 sausages, 2 wrenches.
You can't get enough of Pan Short, can you? You just can't get enough. And John Kenny, I saw John Kenny in the Mrs. Brown's Dead movie.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Anyway, hello, John, if you're listening, and Pat. Now, we've had lots of people on to say that it's not a panini, it's a panano for a singular. And if you're having two or more, then it's panini, the plural. So our Michelle speaks Italian, who works in the office, you see. I feel like Cilla Black. Our Michelle.
Our Michelle.
So our Michelle has come down to confirm, because lots of people have been on to say that it's not a panini, and they're all fed up with people saying they want a panini when they're only ordering one. So Michelle.
Well, I rang my Italian husband.
Ciao, Michelle.
Ciao.
Come inside. Just ring me on that phone there. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, no, I rang my Italian husband and I said, do we use panini in Ireland for singular? And he said, we do. And if there was language police in Ireland, it would probably be in the form of our producer, Owen McGowan, outside. But that's how we use it here. Panini. But in Italy...
We know how they use it here. That's what people are complaining about. But what is it? What is the accurate and correct? And
well,
what?
Panini is plural in Italy, and it would be panino for one.
So if you go in, you order a panino.
Yeah.
All right. So the next time you're looking for a panini,
you're in the queue.
Ask for a panino.
A panino.
Have you got that? Not a piano, a panino. Don't ask them for a panini.
Now we're getting very confused.
A panino, is that correct?
A panino?
A panino. Well, lots of people have been on to say the same thing.
Mm,
and actually, people are very annoyed. This one says, I hate people who don't seem to understand the concept of queuing. They stand beside you instead of behind you. That's the way it's written. Says Clayton, who's listening in Kilkenny. Derek, what is the story of the sandwich that some people say and not sandwich? Well, another one says, Derek, why sandwich and not properly sandwich after the Lord who invented it? From Brian Fenland. Lots of people. Well, it's just a kind of local dialect.
It's a dialect. I talked to Des, who you heard on tape there, and he says, you say the...
Sandwich.
Yeah, he says that. And he said...
What's wrong with that?
Well, he said he's from Mayo, so it's part of the way they say sandwich in Mayo.
That part of the world say the West as well.
The West.
There's nothing wrong with it.
So sandwich. Say it again, because I couldn't do it.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
There is a Lord of Sandwich, or an Earl of Sandwich, and that's where the story came from.
Okay.
The Earl, the fourth Earl, I think it was having a game of cards, and he wanted his manservant to get him something to eat. So he wanted a slice of beef, and so he could continue playing cards, he said, put it between 2 slices of bread. And the other guys thought, we'll have some of that, and they'd said, we'll have the same as sandwich. And that's how it got
caught on. Oh, that's very good.
Because there's a place called Sandwich in England.
All right.
And he is the Earl of Sandwich, and that's where it came from. Because they celebrated their 250th birthday of the sandwich, apparently, 2012.
Sometimes, Derek, you amaze me.
I amaze
Not
myself.
Often, but right
Patience
now.
Patience is needed when dealing with people with disabilities. Yes, true. It's unfortunate that with the recession, people's priorities lie elsewhere, says Nolan Kerry. And lots of people going on about the panini and the panano, saying now that we're right. Well, we know we're right because Michelle has just confirmed it. How do we say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao.
Oh, it's the same as hello.
Yes.
Oh, it's an easy enough language to learn, I'd say. Derek, as a teacher, I can't stand the assumption that adults should skip young people at the deli counter. My secondary students spend thousands of euro a week at the local counter, yet the staff regularly encourage adults to skip them. I believe in leadership through example and refuse to do so, says Barry. Is that true?
That would be true.
Why would they do that?
Well, if you think of all the children, particularly secondary school children, they get out at lunchtime.
Oh, hang on a second, you're missing the point.
No, I know that.
You're going
that.
To talk about the thousand spent.
No, I'm not. I'm
Why
just saying that there
them?
Would be, like, there would be a huge customer base for sandwich shops. So they should be treated equally. They
yeah,
shouldn't
no, of
be
course.
Skipped.
Yeah. Of course, they shouldn't be skipped.
No, but
I'm saying, is it
yeah.
possible that, who's oh, yeah. skipping them?
Well, they go and serve the adults first. Or the adults look like they're in more of a hurry. And they're more important and they're kind of looking a little more anxious and saying, sorry, can I go ahead of you or whatever. So, yeah, I've seen that loads of times.
Well, it shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen because, you know, the school kids, particularly the post-primary, are a significant sandwich buying part of the public out there.
Frances Brennan is on the phone. Hello, Frances. How are you today?
Hello, Derek. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, I was listening to your stories on sandwiches and I'll carry on. And it reminded me of, I was in Toronto back in February. And we were travelling with a party of five or six Irish people calling to retail travel agents selling Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to retail travel agents in America, North America and Canada, between the hours of 2 and 4, you're obliged to bring the lunch for everybody in the building. So you have to get maybe 20 sandwiches, whatever it is, and go along with your little box and give them their lunch, tell them all about Ireland and leave them happy and full. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had this arranged anyway, and we asked the agent where's the nicest sandwich shop, and we went there, but guess what? It was closed because it had moved location.
Oh dear.
So now we're driving down the road, down the highway, we don't know where we're going. I see a Subway. I said, quick, pull in there. So we pulled into the Subway anyway, and the girl in the tourist office in Toronto hopped out of the car and went in. But she's at the counter. There is nobody in the shop. There's four people behind the counter. I can see in the window, and we're yapping and talking in the car. So anyway, she's at the counter and there's no action. I thought, there's something wrong here. So I hopped out and I went in. So I said, well, what is wrong? She says, oh no, between the hours of 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the day, they're not allowed to serve more than 3 sandwiches at
what?
Any one time.
Why?
Because they have so many local clients that come in for a sandwich. If they're making a big pile of sandwiches, they delay the local fella and he's on a time scale. All right? Now, as it happened, there was nobody in the shop, the two of us, and four people standing ready to go, no action. So I said, oh, well, could I have 3 sandwiches? Oh, she said, you can, of course. So I said, well, I'd have 3 beef. So she goes off making them. Then I said, and my friend here is having 3 chicken. And do you know what? I said, the beef looks so lovely, I think I'll take 3 more. And my friend loves the chicken, she'll take 3 more. So between the jigsaw, we got 15 rounds of sandwiches in trees and trees and trees and trees, and we skipped all the etiquette.
And is that the truth over there?
That's
bizarre. And what happens if they serve more than 3 sandwiches?
It delays the queue.
Okay, well, I know that, but I mean, do they get arrested?
Oh, don't you think? America's the country of rules and they love it, but the Irish love them too because they get around.
We do. Would you remember, I doubt it, says Pauline, and we were speaking about Dumbelievables earlier on.
Yeah.
And one of the things they used to do in that stage show, I doubt it, says Pauline, would go into the audience and drag somebody up on stage and then just bring out a slice pan and some butter. And get the person to stand there making sandwiches for the whole show. And just when they thought it was finished, that they had finished the slice pan, they'd come out with another slice pan.
Well, they wouldn't be able to work for Subway anyway. You know, in Toronto, in Canada, at lunchtime, there would be too much. You can only make three sandwiches maximum at a time.
Clearly not. Listen, given you're in the travel and the tourism industry.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Are people really saying Ireland has a bad reputation because of Garth Brooks not coming? Or has Garth Brooks not got the bad reputation for not coming?
I'm sitting in the car at the moment because I'm on my way home back to Kerry. But I didn't hear any mention of the fact that the world is up in arms over us. But, I mean, isn't what should have happened. God, this is ridiculous because it's gone on forever. The very first day, the county councillor said, this is ridiculous. We let it go through for once. You have no concert next year and that's the end of it. And then they would have got the 5 concerts, no concerts next year, that's the penalisation, and off we go. And everybody would have been fine. Because what happened was, everybody had the tuck and pay work, and it has gone on forever.
It looks like, well, it looks like it's over now, Francis.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and it's a shame for everybody.
Did you lose any business out of it, do you think?
No, I don't think, I don't believe we had any business. Now, mind you.
Were they going that far?
I had a phone call.
Yeah.
To know that we have a 3-bedroom suite. Blah, 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 blah. And it was for somebody from Kentucky, and I believe it was my man, but it didn't go there in the end. But anyway, now there, I was now lucky because I sold the suite since, and I didn't have to hold it for him, and he's not coming.
And you thought Garth Brooks was going to come and stay in your home? Well, maybe he was.
No, I believe it was him because it was exactly at the time it broke.
Well, that's very interesting.
He probably was going to get a break in between at some stage, you know.
So anyway, the headline tomorrow is Frances Brennan devastated at the news that Garth is not coming to Ireland and has a free 3-bedroom suite to give away. That's a rumour starter.
I sold it since, Gary. Stop. I'm on the sidelines since it's already full. Thanks for your God.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Frances. Have a lovely summer.
Thanks, Frances.
How are you?
How are you?
Enjoy your summer. I hope business is good. There goes Francis. He's gone.